Arizona Revised Statutes Title 13 Chapter 4 Section 403. Justification, use of physical force. The use of physical force upon another person, which would otherwise constitute an offense, is justifiable and not criminal under any of the following circumstances. 1. A parent or guardian, and a teacher, or other person entrusted with the care and supervision of a minor or incompetent person may use reasonable and appropriate physical force upon the minor or incompetent person, when and to the extent reasonably necessary and appropriate to maintain discipline. 2. A superintendent or other entrusted official of a jail, prison or correctional institution may use physical force for the preservation of peace, to maintain order or discipline, or to prevent the commission of any felony or misdemeanor. 3. A person responsible for the maintenance of order, in a place where others are assembled or on a common motor carrier of passengers, or a person acting under his direction, may use physical force if and to the extent that a reasonable person would believe it's necessary to maintain order, but such person may use deadly physical force only if reasonably necessary to prevent death or serious physical injury. 4. A person, acting under a reasonable belief, that another person is about to commit suicide, or to inflict serious physical injury upon himself, may use physical force upon that person to the extent reasonably necessary to thwart the result. 5. A duly licensed physician, or a registered nurse, or a person acting under his direction, or any other person who renders emergency care at the scene of an emergency occurrence, may use reasonable physical force for the purpose of administering a recognized and lawful form of treatment, which is reasonably adapted to promoting the physical or mental health of the patient if a. the treatment is administered with the consent of the patient or, if the patient is a minor or an incompetent person, with the consent of his parent, guardian or other person entrusted with his care and supervision except as otherwise provided by law, or b. the treatment is administered in an emergency when the person administering such treatment reasonably believes that no one competent to consent can be consulted and that a reasonable person, wishing to safeguard the welfare of the patient, would consent. 6. A person may otherwise use physical force upon another person, as further provided in this chapter. According to Arizona Revised Statutes Title 13 Chapter 4 Section 403, a parent, guardian, teacher, or any person entrusted with the care and supervision of a minor or incompetent person may use reasonable and appropriate physical force to maintain discipline. However, this force must be reasonably necessary and appropriate under the circumstances. For example, a parent may use physical force, such as a reasonable spanking, to discipline a child who is engaging in dangerous behavior or refusing to comply with reasonable instructions. The superintendent or other entrusted official of a jail, prison, or correctional institution may use physical force to preserve peace, maintain order or discipline, or prevent the commission of a felony or misdemeanor within the facility. In a correctional institution, an official may use physical force to break up a physical altercation between inmates to restore order and prevent further violence. A person responsible for maintaining order in a place where others are assembled, or on a common motor carrier of passengers, may use physical force to maintain order. However, the use of deadly physical force is only justifiable if reasonably necessary to prevent death or serious physical injury. A security officer at a concert venue may use physical force to remove an unruly individual who is disrupting the event and posing a threat to the safety of others. If a person reasonably believes that another person is about to commit suicide or inflict serious physical injury upon themselves, they may use physical force to intervene and prevent the harmful outcome. If someone witnesses a person attempting to jump from a building, they may use physical force to restrain and remove the individual from the edge, preventing them from causing harm to themselves. A duly licensed physician, registered nurse, or any person acting under their direction, may use reasonable physical force to administer recognized and lawful forms of emergency medical treatment. This treatment must be reasonably adapted to promote the physical or mental health of the patient. In a medical emergency, a physician may use physical force to restrain a patient who is agitated or exhibiting self-destructive behavior, allowing for the administration of life-saving treatment. Finally, this section acknowledges that there may be other circumstances not specifically mentioned, where the use of physical force upon another person is justifiable, as further provided in the statutes of this chapter. Understanding Arizona Revised Statutes Title 13 Chapter 4 Section 403, it is essential for individuals to be aware of the circumstances where the use of physical force is considered justifiable and not criminal. It is important to note that the use of physical force should be proportionate and reasonable in the given situation.